Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live in the studio. My partner sitting across from me. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's going on?
You're looking sporty today.
Well, we're going to the Tuesday night iCubs game directly after the game or
nice.
After the show. So I changed in t-shirt and baseball cap, and I'm feeling kind of sporty.
You are looking sporty, my friend. You can listen to us on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can also check us out on Twitter. It's at @ScottBrower_13, at @SteenOnSports, at @HappyHour_SS, and at 1700 the Champ. Facebook's at 1700 the Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. Twins and Cardinals tonight at 6, tomorrow at 6. Thursday, 6:30, Hall of Fame game, the Jets and the Browns. We'll talk about that today. Friday through Sunday, Twins Diamondbacks. And next Monday through Wednesday, it's the Twins and the Tigers. A lot of baseball.
You betcha. And you just handed me it's a notebook of
football games.
Football games coming up. That's awesome.
Yes. I also want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Heritage Building Maintenance for being a part of the program. All right, buddy, I haven't seen you since Thursday. What's on your mind?
Well, I have plenty on my mind, but to kick things off, because you said you can follow us on Twitter,
yes,
at Steen on Sports, and such. Are we still calling it Twitter?
I have no idea. I looked the other day when I first got up on Sunday. I'm like, where in the hell did my Twitter go?
Okay.
I didn't see the big X.
Is it X? Is it Roman numeral 10?
I hear there's all this.
But there's going to be rebranding. It used to be so many characters, and then that's because it was Twitter, and it was a quick little back and forth. Now it's expanded to a whole nother, I believe they used the phrase, they want it to be a virtual town hall, if you will.
I don't mind that.
So, again,
the evolution? So we have to call it X. I'm going to have to change my spiel.
No, I don't know that yet.
Because
we're still calling the tweets, and we're still calling it Twitter, from my understanding.
Instead of X's and...
But it's the logo is an X. In fact, they had one on top of the building that was flashing, and there was outcry, and it's no longer up there.
Of course, they probably, really smart people don't think about, maybe I need a permit to put it on top of my building.
My building, I can do what I want to do. It doesn't quite work that way. But
anyway,
I think Elon Musk just absolutely thinks, it's not even a box he thinks outside of. He has a whole new shape that he thinks outside of. But with this rebranding or whatever, wherever he wants to take us, and I don't think we've even begun to figure out where this format is going to go to.
Dude, the minute that was SpaceX that I saw them shoot a rocket up into space, and the two booster rockets that just used to blow up and they were $1 million a piece lands back down on a landing pad, I'm like, I'm thinking he's smarter than the rest of us.
You revert to that story so many times. I have to ask this. Were you the first time you had it? I'm on a cell phone. There's no wires. I'm on a cell phone.
Absolutely.
I'm in my car.
I still do it when I actually understand something that my son sent to me, and I go, hey, I tell a lot of people.
No, you don't understand. The phone made pictures.
Yes.
It was, I could get facts. I bet you that's the name. It's a fax machine.
It's a fax machine.
Technology fascinates
you. The damn booster rockets land back where they were. We can't even find our cars in a parking lot. And them damn boosters can come back down to Earth and land where they're at. That's pretty cool.
Take a picture of the where I am in the lot at Walmart.
Exactly. That's like, when you're coming out of Newton Speedway after a long day, and we're all out there going, beep, we're all honking our horns. That's all you hear.
I look back. That's why I have my media center at will in my hand. I look back where my truck was, the closest sign, took a picture, and said, just in case.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
All right, so what is today for you? Is today more... about the MLB trades? Is it more about the stuff that's going on with training camp? Is it, because I've got, obviously, what everybody's doing or trying to do, who's selling, who's holding fast, who's, we're not going to blow the team up this year, let's see if we can build upon it next year. I don't know, there's the Pac-12. I'm telling you, by Thursday, I'm going to get a hold of my – I have multiple friends that are Coug alum.
Yes.
We are going to get somebody from the state of Washington, Yakima area. They're going to be on a segment with us on Thursday. I want to hear how bad it is on the West Coast.
I mean, pretty soon, I mean, you're going to get – I don't know where you can watch. If we've sat in here in this studio and said that streaming and Apple TV and all that, it's too much, you know, it's going to go away. Somebody else is going to find something cheaper to do. And this is what they're throwing all their eggs in, is we're going to have it on Apple Plus and it's 20 million. Okay, and the Big 12 is going to have it on ESPN and Fox, so you don't have to pay for it, and they're getting 31 million.
Well,
how are you keeping your guys?
The thing is, it's just because it's a different path. If it's the main drag that everybody's used to, oh, there's my Big 12 stuff, all these different things. Well, it's kind of an off ramp. It's behind the IHOP, but you can find your Pac-12.
Yeah,
you just got to know where you're going to get to it. And the whole thing about that, I mean, they don't have the numbers down yet. How can you do a budget if you don't even have the numbers? What? And it's based off of subscribers and based. I mean, it's all these things that we've heard all day about this. And then what is it? Arizona State has a 430.
Yeah. So Arizona State and Northern Arizona. They are all a part of one group that runs all of them.
The Arizona Board of Regents, which oversees Arizona State, will hold a board meeting at 4:30 Mountain Tuesday. What's that? Yeah. Hey, guess what? We're going here and we're going there.
Right. And I think that's the one thing that's holding everything up, because I think that particular conglomerate says, I don't know if I want Arizona going if Arizona State's not going with them. And I don't know if the Big 12 wants Arizona State.
Right.
I think this maybe will sway it. So I'm going to say it. I rhyme too. Wow.
Okay.
I don't think the Big 12, and I don't think Big 12 fans want Utah. We're like, you know, we're sick and tired of hearing about Utah.
Did you see my tweet about Utah? It was the whole... It's from Seinfeld Kramer when he's breaking up. It's like, you know what? You can just go. I don't need all these different things. And then it's, I'm sorry. I really need you.
Yes. It's
Utah,
it's not
to
me.
The Big 12.
It's you.
Yeah.
I said yesterday, it was funny. B-Sox came in yesterday and goes, tell me what you think about the Pac-12. I'm like, they're not going to be able to stay together, because if I'm that guy, and he's not your Mark, you know, I get that. You lost a team. Colorado left. So let's say you had a $25 million deal on the table ready to go. Okay, yep, it's
because
not.
Because you had Colorado and Deion Sanders. That was because they knew that was guaranteed watch.
Right. But if he leaves and you have that, and now you have to divide it out with one less team, that gets you to 31. If he had $25 million a year, he would already had it out there. So you know dang well that he didn't have anything near that. He's at 20, and that's if they have a ridiculous number of people jump on Apple Plus. I love Apple Plus. I have Apple Plus.
I get it. I love Apple Plus too, but it's
that's not how I want to watch my football.
No. I
unless they hire you and me to call the games, and we're in. Call us. We're up.
Absolutely.
We're not asking for $25 million.
I was gonna say, what, they're trying to save a buck? Is that what you're telling
me? Okay. They got us. We're in.
Well, the Pac-12. I'm staring into the sun sometimes with this, because obviously when UCLA and USC left,
they're leaving.
Right. They are leaving.
Yeah.
They're scheduled to leave. That was the first gut punch.
And
that was a huge TV base, fan base. I mean, it was a money center. Okay. Not the other schools don't have money,
right?
But it was a watch.
And here was the second gut punch, and you and I talked about this. You, not everybody in the Big Ten, but you go to the majority of games in the Big Ten, man, there's fans. I mean, I was sold out for the whole entire year. Michigan State is, Ohio State is, Wisconsin is, Nebraska is. Right. You go to the Big 12, you go to a you travel and you go to another stadium, you're sitting up. I mean, our buddy T's been sitting up in it's not even nosebleeds, man. You're so high.
Right.
All those stadiums are sold out. And then you talk about the Pac-12, like it's and the ACC, both of them, either one. And you talk about them being such great football conferences. There's nobody at their games except for Clemson. That's it. North Carolina, when they're good. You take some of those at North Carolina State. Florida doesn't even draw people anymore. Florida State. Tennessee's in the SEC.
SEC. Ole Miss is in.
SEC.
I was going to say. Because Ole Miss.
Oh, no. The SEC and the Big Ten and the Big 12. Now, and what the SEC likes to brag about and is selling out their stadiums because their stadiums are bigger. I get that.
Right.
But you can't belittle the Big 12 because our stadiums aren't as big. I mean, the population bases, anything you want to compare to it, all I care about when I have a stadium and I have a football team or a basketball team, right. I want my stadium sold out. Iowa Stadium sold out majority of the time. Iowa State men's, women's, basketball, football sold out majority of the time.
Right.
I mean, that's what you look at USC and UCLA and you look at it on a Saturday, a 5 o'clock game on a Saturday, and there's nobody in the stadium. Right. I mean, I don't care what you're throwing out. You're not getting, if they're not going to come and watch a football game live when the tickets are like $25, you're telling me they're going to pay $29 a month for Apple Plus? I don't think so. It's a bad model, and you're to a point. And getting back, the last thing, and I was waiting for you to come here. I didn't talk about this as much yesterday. The Pac-12 had every chance in the world. When Oklahoma and Texas said they were leaving, they had a month. They could have taken whoever they wanted.
Right.
And it had been done and over with, and the Big 12 would have been no more because there wasn't saving it.
Right.
And we got lucky, and I want to say Gary Barta, but it wasn't Gary Barta. It was it's going to hit me here in a sec.
Bowlesby,
who was the athletic, who was right. in charge of the Big 12, did a great job of getting those four schools and getting them quickly and bringing us right back
up. Saved his name. He's got an award after him.
Yeah, saved his name, saved the Big 12. But the only reason the Big 12 was saved is because the Pac-12 can't get all their teams in a room and figure out anything. So the fact that people thought they were going to get a TV contract out of it and be able to keep everybody in there, no way that was going to happen.
No, I agree. I mean, it's fact you've got the Arizona schools being spoken for as a conglomerate, if you will,
right.
Probably lack of a wrong word.
And see, that leaves one.
But
because we can only take four. Because our deal is the deal, which by Brett Yormark, which was a great part of this deal.
Right.
He had the group that was there, and as long as they were four Power Five schools, their TV contract said we will take them and give them their full $31 right. million dollar share. That saved even more.
Say, tell me the four.
So I think you have to take Arizona and Arizona State together. I agree with you that I don't right. think – I didn't know they had a group that was in charge of both of them.
I didn't know that either.
So I think you have to
We're learning a lot of things.
I think you have to take both of those. And then I'm open. I
But, okay, Colorado's now, so now we got our three.
Right, so we're at three. So you only have one left. I don't know who I would take.
Well, who is, I mean.
If it was me.
Oregon State.
No.
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. Where are they going to go? Is Oregon State.
I think Oregon State is screwed. I think Oregon's going to go to the Big Ten.
Okay.
I think Oregon and Washington are going to go to the Big Ten.
And I agree. Yes.
I think Washington State and Oregon State, I feel sorry for your folks in your conglomerate there. I think they're screwed. I don't know what they're going to do. Because they're not good enough in something to want. So that leaves Utah.
No.
And who am I missing? I'm missing somebody. I got Arizona State.
Washington State. Oregon State.
There's no way in the world that you take Oregon State over Utah. Utah has a better football program and a better basketball program.
Well, that's where you said you thought Oregon State and Washington State are the ones going to be
on the outside,
spinning in the wind,
on the outside looking in. And I thought Arizona State would be too, until I heard that they were both.
Is Utah that much of a better get than Washington State?
Yes.
Elaborate.
Better at football. Been in round robin to get to the championship game, right. and at football, and I think they're a better basketball team.
Okay. No, you don't have to sell me.
I
just think it's interesting because just a few years back, we were as Big 12 participants, if you will, you were kind of your back against the wall with your hands out, like, okay, whoa, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this because we were, you know, everybody's, Iowa State's going to be part of the Mountain West or whatever it is or some, you know, mid-major conference or whatever. And it's like, wow. Okay.
And without Boolsby, we could have been there.
Right.
I mean, so he gets a pass on everything else. Just saving the Big 12 is such a big deal that here's the other thing that they can do is Yormark can go back and say, okay, I had no idea the Pac-12 would mess it up this bad. What can we renegotiate back in to see maybe you get Oregon and Washington and maybe you just take them all. But you have to go back and you have to redo your deal. And I don't know what you get for doing that. But the thing with Utah is it gives them their one game a year. They get Utah BYU. I like that.
Right.
You get Arizona State. You're going to have to see who you're – but Arizona and Arizona State are going to get to play each other because they'll play each other all every year.
Right. No, I just – the feel of this is – Washington, Oregon are Big Ten schools.
Yes.
They feel like that.
Yes, I agree. Especially because of the college itself, the academics of the college.
It's going to be interesting.
I think it is going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting to find out what happens at 4:30 Mountain Time with the Arizona Board of Regents.
We're going to find out here pretty quick. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Tuesday, Wednesday is Twins Cardinals, and Thursday is the NFL Hall of Fame game, all going to be on the radio. One of these segments, we're going to talk about some of the great stuff that's going to be on the radio, especially starting with Kansas City Chief football, UNI football, a lot of good things coming up. So pretty excited about that. And you, my friend, have the first read.
You realize this Thursday at 7:30
is football.
Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
First thing on our list.
Yep. Jets and Browns.
You betcha. All right, first read. Oh, surprise.
Northwest Bank.
Commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your Let's start over again. Taking care of your personal business, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking. Whenever your phone is in your hands, go to nw.bank to take advantage of applying online for various types of loans, from vehicle to mortgage. It all starts here. On the website, you can visit the newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can visit the Biz Buzz blog for their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All this at nw.bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Okay, so during the break.
Yes, sir.
You and I talked a little bit about Wednesday. Tomorrow. Today, Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, yeah. It is. So I pulled it up. So we have a little context. I'm going to see if Randy wants to come in at 4 or if he's good coming in at 5. But at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, we are going to have the author. And I can't remember if he told me. Hold on. If he told me it was going to be Jess. Nope, it's Bruce. It's Bruce Miles. So the name of the book is The Franchise, Chicago Cubs. Jess Rogers and Bruce Miles, and they want to come on. We had Bill Ames on before when mm-hmm. we had the Jack Trice book that we got. Mm-hmm. And this one is a Chicago Cubs book. It's called, like I said, The Franchise. So we're going to talk Chicago Cubs.
Well, I think it's going to be, the process of the research, is going to be the story. I can't wait to hear the stories.
I can't.
I mean, it's the names they talk to, how deep did they dive on this or whatever. But it's And then talking, you know, our good friend Randy. Okay, that's funny. Look who's calling me right now on my phone. The iCubs are calling me right now. I'll explain that later. But anyway.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, name dropper, don't do that. But anyway, yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, to have, I mean, that, yeah, that's
if
a, that's
Randy's
a,
in here, which is really, well, I mean, just for his love of baseball, one. And if you're writing a book about the Chicago Cubs, you have to have a love of baseball. Because it's not all, you know.
Right. He's not
cherry bomb pops.
Right.
Man.
He's not just a fanboy when it comes to Cubs, but he is a student of the genre of baseball.
I think that's going to be cool.
It's going to be really cool.
And I love the fact that he's still reaching out to us, which means that when we talked to him, when we had him on with the other book, that they actually enjoyed being on the show with us.
Nope. Yeah.
Which we're finding that out a lot.
That people do enjoy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Very much so. Okay.
With that being said, tonight is dog night at the park.
It is dog night.
Dollar hot dogs as well. Did acquire some tickets to go. We were gonna take our, what would you call him, our nephew dog or whatever it is,
right.
Caliber, but his dad had some things to do, blah, blah. So we're just gonna go as spectators of all the dogs. And I had made an inquiry about if I had to buy 4 tickets or if I could just get 2 tickets to the Betfred Lounge. Because it's still a little toasty out. I want to be where I get beers, a little snacks, and in air conditioning. So
trust
that's,
me,
that's the phone call I just got.
When I was at Newton Speedway,
yes,
it was fun to sit out there for a while, but it was really fun to sit inside.
I have photos with you, my friend. That was a lot of glass to see a lot of things, but it was beautiful.
And let me
inside.
Tell you again, I can't Hy-Vee the spread they put up in the Newton Club. Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you're a food-based sponsor, I would think that you would have your A game there.
No, they definitely had their A game. So a ton of fun with that. So we're going to put the Big 12, Pac-12 to bed for today until we hear some more.
I'm guaranteeing something's going to pop up.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, it's probably going to work in our favor.
The Big 12's favor, yes. I agree with that.
Are you
starting to solidify your thought mind or your mind as well that it is SEC at the top, biggest, Big 10, then Big 12. They'll be the big three.
I don't know how I would put those two, though, because the Big 10 has more money. Their TV contract was more than the SEC's contract.
So the SEC is just saying that they're bigger.
Yes, because that is not true. Because I think the Big Ten's TV contracts for what they have and with USC and UCLA coming in is more than what the SEC had with Oklahoma and Texas. But I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do some research on that. But it's they're close enough. But here's my kicker on that is. All we ever talk about is football. And it may not be this year, it may not be 5 years, but 10 years from now, I think the NCAA tournament and NCAA basketball will get these conferences more money than what football is to a certain extent based on games and stuff. Now, football's never, you're never going to catch football because they only play 12 games.
Okay, whoa. Put it in reverse. Say that again. You think the basketball tournament will get more money for the teams?
For the teams.
Than what they're getting now, not more than football.
No. What they're getting now, and if you broke it down in games, it's not going to be more.
Right.
But if you broke it down in just what the Big Ten or the Big 12 or the SEC is going to get when what I think happens – and that is if it's three conferences when all is said and done and you start divvying out that money because the NCAA tournament is only going to grow in its amount of money. And it is in the long run, I'm thinking 10 years down the line, it's safer than football. You're going to come a point in time that something happens in football that people go, do I really want somebody playing football? It's coming. At some point in time, it's coming. And I don't think you have that same issue with basketball.
Right.
But I think...
I like your zest and your positivity with that conversation, because you also know, but you've said this, and we've had this conversation, that knowingly the Big 12 is going to become the basketball league,
yes,
not the football league.
I mean, absolutely.
There's great teams, but obviously it's you're going to have your Alabamas and you're going to have your Ohio State and Michigan and, you know, to an extent Iowa, you know, those that are those schools that pride themselves on being quote unquote the blue bloods, if you will. I think we've got the blue bloods in the Big 12 and growing from a basketball standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any our bottom tier basketball wise is better than everybody else's bottom tier. And I think our top tier is better as well. And I still think, and you know how I feel about this as well, with NIL and with the transfer portal, it's not as easy for, especially in football, it's not as easy for these football teams. Alabama can't have, you know, 11
right.
five-star defensive linemen or right. offensive linemen.
They can't afford to keep them all.
You can't afford to keep them all, right. and they're learning, I got to play to get paid. It's not enough for me just to be there. I mean, Spencer Rattler today, he's the quarterback for South Carolina, was the quarterback at Oklahoma.
Yes.
He got, I don't even remember what the car name was. It was some kind of G-rig, but it looked expensive.
Yes.
And they just, he walked in, they handed him the keys, and he drove the truck out of the out of the showroom.
It's a lease.
Yes.
It's a lease. Please return it.
Yes. At some point in time. All in one piece.
I think it's G-Wagon.
G-Wagon. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What is a G-Wagon?
It's after the F and before the H.
You don't know who makes a G-Wagon?
I'm pretty sure it's a Mercedes. Not in my pay range, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So, you know, we'll let them have, let's let them have a couple of days unless something breaks at, what would that be here, 5:30 our time? So might break before.
No, Mountain would be 5:30.
5:30. Right. So it might break before we get there. I doubt. I have a hard time thinking that. But I think as soon as that came out that Colorado got $31.5 million, they got their full fair share, I think those other schools are like, there is no way in the if our TV contract was going to be that good, he would have came out with it 2 months ago.
Right. Oh, so. I know. And but like I said, he can't, because it's subscription based, he can't put a number to it. And yes, the G-Wagon is Mercedes. It looks like something that would be very popular in Dubai, if you know
right.
what I mean.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of those.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's kind of where I was at on that. I wanted to, my New York Yankees suck. And we didn't do anything today either. And the Cubs didn't do anything today.
Here's the thing that got me is they wanted a left-handed pitcher. And there was a lot of talk. Where's the name again? Went to Milwaukee, which is the worst thing in the world. Went to the Brewers because it was Andrew Chafin.
Yep.
And that would have been
Cubs. That would have helped the Cubs.
Right. Well, and here's what I will take out as I've watched a lot of Cubs games this year because it was painful the last couple of years. But it's a spark of hope. It's still attainable. Five games out. Blah blah blah. You know they looked tough against the Cincinnati Reds last night, but they just fell short. They were getting the right things out of some bats, but they just fell short. They need to get these just fell short games in the win column. The fact that they went, what was it, 8 out of 9? They were supposed to go 9 out of 9. 8 out of 9 was great because they went on an 8-game winning streak, but those were the games they were supposed to win. These were bad teams.
Right. Minnesota did the same thing. We're
right.
like, okay, man, they're on a 6-game win streak and they're going to KC. And right. what'd they do? Lost all three.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. So, I mean, I like to watch the Cubs right now this year because it's they did do something at third base. I'll look up the name or whatever. They brought, because third base was an issue for them.
Right.
But again, it's finding that left-handed pitcher is what they're hoping to do. And I just don't.
Not a lot of them out there.
No.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. And here's the last thing.
Josh Robertson. They got a right-handed pitcher, but I mean, it's anyway. They're doing a few things, but what I like about it is it's not like the discussion we had with Randy. It's you've got a good core. It's just not working now. Give it some time. Don't dump everything.
Right. Now he's going to be happy because Marcus Stroman didn't go anywhere.
Right. And it's right.
So, I mean, that was a big one. I just want to give you kudos because Stuart Mandel came out, probably an hour ago and said, Apple Plus may prove to be a behemoth. Nobody knows. But if I'm an AD, I would not want my year-to-year budget to be determined by how well a streaming service does, because it could be great one year and the next year you could have zero. So, I mean, that's...
Well, and here's the deal. There's Apple. The terminology is so weird because you've got Apple as the brand name, right? So you can have an Apple Watch, you can have an Apple phone, you can have an Apple, all these, Apple computer, Apple TV, right? Yep. That's when it first started. An Apple TV is not actually a TV. It's a device that turned a TV into a smart, right? That started throwing people off right there. Now you can subscribe to Apple TV Plus, which is a streaming service. Now they call it Apple TV, which was, again, you've got a highway that you're going down and you know that you've got ESPN and ABC right in front of you. You're going to take that path because you know it. If you got to turn on a side street, go down, go behind the block over here and look for Apple Plus TV behind the IHOP,
and it's dark,
you're not going to get it.
No.
I mean, it's
that's the problem. Now, the only good thing for Apple Plus and some of these others is what we thought ESPN and everything was, well, no one's ever going to touch them. Well, they're touchable.
Right.
They're not bankable as much as what they thought they were before. And at some point, you're gonna have to. So, I mean, and Fox as well, CBS as well. You're all looking at that, and they're going, okay, man, we promised all these guys a lot of money. Where are we going to get the money from? I mean, it was just flowing in, and all of a sudden it stopped. And now what do we do? I mean, that's the scary part for all these things. I mean, it's scary for baseball that there's not a baseball game on ABC, CBS, or NBC once a week. I take once a month just so people that don't have all this can have their kids watch a baseball
game. I've got DirecTV streaming. I haven't had Channel 13 for months.
Yeah, I haven't either. I didn't even know why. I still don't know why.
Well,
because they didn't pay up. My assumption.
I know. It's the old proverbial pee-pee and match, if you know what I mean, about I can wait longer than you and I can cost you more and be okay.
And it's funny how we all are kind of New Center 13 people. My wife won't even watch any of the other stations. So it's been interesting. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Happy Tuesday. Last segment of this first hour already. You're listening to Steen on Sports. Oh, no, we're not listening. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
You're okay.
We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at HappyHour_SS. Tuesday and Wednesday, Twins Cardinals, big games for both teams. Actually, the Cardinals not having their season and are sellers for once. They're never sellers. I thought that was strange today. Thursday, we have the first NFL game out there. It is the Hall of Fame game, the Jets and the Browns. Don't be looking forward to seeing Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers or any of those, I would assume. I don't think they're going to get live that way.
I would think there would at least be
you think a series?
I bet you we see quite a bit of Breece Hall. I bet you we see quite a bit of Lazard. I don't even.
Really?
You got to. Oh, yeah.
See, I'd rather. I want those dudes healthy. I don't know. That's crazy. I'm interested in seeing what they're going to do. That's going to be.
I've heard rumor that like two series or something like that, at least one.
That would be very interesting. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides design, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and find out all about an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. I got one more for you, too. So, kind of a new thing that we have a music artist that wanted to pretty much advertise or be talked about on all stations. This gentleman is...
Everything Cumulus he wants to be mentioned on?
Yeah. And
is he local?
Is he local? No.
Is it a band?
No. Well,
are you going to tell me?
I am. I'm getting ready to.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You don't have to guess. I do believe that it is... I'm trying to see when the concert is.
Is it at the fair?
No. It is at Wells Fargo. And it is...
Oh, it's next March.
It's March, yes.
I know who you're talking about.
It's none other than Tim McGraw. I love it.
Yes.
I'm a huge Tim McGraw fan. Standing Room Only Tour, number 24. And that was the question. It's like, well, why the sports station? Blindside, duh. I mean, everybody knows.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
That's the sports aspect of it.
Oh, that he was an actor in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's done a bunch of movies.
Right.
I like him.
I do too.
Yeah. And not to mention that he's the, you know, it's Tug McGraw's son.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. He was a big time pitcher. So I think our day that we have some stuff to promo is KBGG. Where are we at? That's a good question. KBGG, Win Before You Can Buy Them. I think it's August 4th is kind of when we're going to do our thing. So okay. Maybe by this Friday. Maybe.
I was going to say, give me some information,
yep.
And I'll purdy it up for you.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll check it out. So looking forward to that. I just thought it was kind of cool that you know, they remembered that we have a sports station back here.
But, well, no.
I like
that. They like us.
Yeah.
Just got it. Actually, his better movie that he was in, football movie, Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
he was really
good in Friday Night Lights.
Yes,
too.
Exactly. But anyway, heck of a little country singer, too.
Yes. He's really puts on a really good concert.
All right. We were going down the trade. I want to talk about, obviously, I kind of asked you off your opinion, but let's talk about Verlander going to the Astros, Scherzer going to the Rangers, both of them from the Mets. We obviously, the Mets are, what, 17 and a half games out or whatever,
yep.
Right? So we understand they're big names. Are they still the powerhouses that they used to be?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing, and it gets some, even though the Mets paid a lot of their money, it gets some of their forward years off their books, like he cares that his books look like, but...
Does this part click with you though? Okay, so you've got Scherzer that went to the Rangers,
huge get for the Rangers.
Okay, and you've got Verlander
just for experience. I mean that the yes. Rangers are young and having fun, and it gives them somebody that's actually been there because nobody in the whole organization has been there.
Verlander to the Astros. Are you clicking here?
Yeah,
as you say. We are looking at the American League West. The Rangers are in first place. The Astros are in second place, and they are half a game behind them.
Yep.
So splitting these two up to now, I know you said it's only every 5 days, and they have all these things like that. Who do you think out of the Rangers and the Astros, who got the better?
Scherzer.
Okay.
I mean, he's the better pitcher still.
All right.
But Verlander gives the Astros, and he's comfortable there because he was there.
Right.
So...
So advantage Rangers.
Yes. Just because I can't do it, man. I can't root for the Astros, the cheating tards they are.
No, you can't. First of all, separate yourself from me when you start going down that path. I think I do think the Rangers are my opinion is I think this is going to be a little click for them to get a little room.
I'm surprised the Rangers haven't done some other. I mean, they got money. I'll tell you, I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I watched the Orioles play the Yankees, and they picked up a couple of pitchers today as well. That is a young team that just likes to have fun and just beat up on people.
Right.
I love
the
it.
Orioles?
Yeah.
Okay, out of anything that you've seen as far as moves, I mean, I guess there was nothing really. There wasn't that Chapman to the Cubs moment for me right now that was, oh,
yep,
this could, you know, push it up over. As I really haven't seen anything yet the left-handed pitcher that went to the Brewers. That one hurt a little bit.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about. But anyway.
And because it hurt a little bit because you're a Cubs fan and him. That was the number one on their list.
I know.
They lost him to the team that's in front of them.
Yes.
I'm not
being a homer on that. I'm not saying
you're being a homer. I'm just saying you're a little more upset about it when I talk about it, which is kind of fun.
Anything out? Okay. With that, anything else out of the MLB that you're... So nobody is your new, hey, you know, I think these are the guys that are going to take it out of the AL and not, this is your new leader out of the NL.
No, I don't see anybody beating the Braves. And you know what? I think the American League is wide open. And you got a lot of unproven teams. I mean, it's that part of it is cool. Because Baltimore, they only have a game and a half lead over Tampa Bay. But they're 6.5 and more clear of them. Their record, if in the American League East, the Yankees are the worst team. They're 55-51. They would be leading the Central, and they'd be in third place in the West.
Leading the Central. Yes.
So the interesting one is to see how I think baseball needs this, but the LA Angels, they kept Ohtani,
right,
and spent a little money too. They're 7-3 in their last 10. Major League Baseball needs Shohei Ohtani in the playoffs to help.
Oh, I completely agree. But is it going to be on the Angels?
Well, he's there, so he's right. Not going anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, it's. I'm looking down the road.
Oh, down the road. No, I don't think he'll sign with them at the end of the year. He's going to go. They can't afford it. They really can't.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Maybe this is the year for the Twins. Being a Twins affiliate, it's good to say that. And then, yeah, like what you just said, I looked at the Yankees at 55-51, and the Twins are
54-53.
Ooh, Twins. Yep. 5-game losing streak. Yep. Yikes.
And it's not what we were looking for. And did not do anything in the, you know, in the days leading up to all of this. So that's not a good thing as well. I do have one potpourri that I wanted to do in this first hour.
We are in the third segment. You're allowed.
I know. 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time, August 1st, 1981. I was 15 and a half.
Video killed the radio.
Yep. MTV.
MTV.
Yep.
Yep.
That changed all of our lives
for about 13 years.
Yep.
And then I heard today, and then it got unrecognizable old. Now.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I don't even flip by it.
Nope.
to see, but that changed our, I mean, that doubled down on my album buying, because you had a bunch. I mean,
first time I saw a Twisted Sister video, first time this, I can't believe David Lee Roth and Van Halen aren't together. And then you saw a David Lee Roth video with Steve Vai what do they call them? Video vixens, if you will. Yeah. And I'm like, I think Dave's going to be all right.
Dave's going to be all right. Sammy Hagar was much better. There was the time.
I mean, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Wow.
There videos changed the world, man. It was a lot of good stuff. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We got plenty more stuff to talk about. We have to talk about the women's soccer team. Man, they were an inch away. Yeah. Be right back. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back in. Second hour of Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at SteenOnSports, at ScottBrower_13, at HappyHour_SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website's 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins and Cardinals today and tomorrow. Thursday, NFL Hall of Fame game, Jets and Browns. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Diamondbacks, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Twins, Tigers. There's wins out there. You just got to find them. This segment is, you have this segment. I just did one. You did one.
I have Heritage Building Maintenance, provides quality, health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier, more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control, provide advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Okay, question for you. Where do you fall in the Sean Payton, Nathaniel Hackett dust up?
Huh. I fall that it's a WWE battle of words, and one of the guys is really good at it, and the other one's like, yeah, well, you guy are not. I mean, it's like, really? Nathaniel Hackett's, you know, response today or whatever that I heard.
I have a bit of it. Should we give it to the audience? As a coach, we live in a glass house. There's a code, and there's a way. All I see is Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson saying, there's a code.
That's good. I eat breakfast 300 yards. There you go.
There's a code, and there's a way things are done in that house. And he said that Sean Payton broke that code. And what Sean Payton did was, somebody got under his skin at a press conference asking about Russell Wilson and all that.
Right.
And Sean Payton finally broke and said, were you all here last year? And did you see what they did? I've seen it on film.
Okay, well,
it was
horrible. Also, a lot of that stuff that he said was with one person afterwards.
Right.
And it was on the record.
Yeah. When he needs to know better. But he, you know what? It gets people off of Russell Wilson and gets the people on him.
And the most Sean Payton thing about it was, after the fact, he said, man, I said that at the wrong time. It's 100% true, but I said it at the wrong,
wrong time. Yeah.
But no, it just, yeah. Oh, Nathaniel Hackett.
He was horrible.
Well, but here's the deal. Like when I read this, because they meet, the Broncos and the Jets meet week 5.
Where at?
We'll be in Mile High. So the best form of, I like how it was stated in this article, the best form of revenge for Hackett would be to win in the Mile High City. On the flip side, a victory for the Broncos would probably validate Peyton's recent remarks. That was, who did I get that from? You know what? I think it was off. It was from The Spun, is what it was from. Nice. I get all kinds. I mean,
the Denver Broncos.
Good Lord, you can get information.
The Denver Broncos are going to be better than they were last year. They were ill prepared. and I've never seen a Sean Payton team be ill prepared.
We thought the Royals would be better, too. But I mean,
no, I never thought the Royals would be. Sorry, T. Never thought that. Okay, so we talked about this before. Once again, money related, ESPN
yes.
related.
Yes.
Their NBA number one team was Mike Breen and Jeff Van Gundy and mm-hmm. Mark Jackson. And Jeff Van Gundy got let go.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, Mark Jackson got let go.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves a big hole for an NBA. And I saw like Stuart Scott or Doris Burke, or I'm like, you're not talking about people that have been in the NBA, played in the NBA, coached in the NBA. I love Doris Burke. I love her a lot. She never played basketball. I mean, I get that she gets people and she interviews them and she's really good at it. You got to have somebody with
here's the thing
with
that,
NBA something.
Here's the thing that I envision in my mind. It's a it's like a draft day room or a coach's room, if you will. There's a big metal board on the wall, and it has the shows across the top, and then you have these magnet with names on them. And you also have a magnet that says the price tag on it. And so you go, all right, here, here, and here. We're going to stick these names here. That's too much money. Throw that tag. You know what? This is a lesser one. Let's put it here. There is no, seems to be no rhyme or reason of what is going to work. Do these people work together with, I mean, is there cohesion as a group to come on to make a good show? It's, they are just randomly filling spots, hoping that the big money that they spent on Pat McAfee is going to be the right money to maintain something there. And the rest is just in the wayside.
Did you hear that one today? He's not coming on ESPN Radio.
No, he won't.
No.
Because his show doesn't relate.
His show doesn't work on there. So
his
now
his show doesn't relate to FCC.
So guess where they're looking. And this will really get you up in arms.
What? Where are they looking?
Who would you think that they're looking to, since they know they can't afford Pat McAfee.
Right.
And they can't afford to pay his fines
right.
for what he would say.
Can't afford.
So
you're talking for radio.
Yeah, ESPN Radio needs a one.
Oh, God. If you tell me Stephen A. Smith.
No, it's not Stephen A. Smith.
Oh.
I don't think he'd take the pay cut.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's not currently, was on ESPN, left ESPN, on another radio station right now, but his contract's up at the end of the
Lord.
Year.
Who?
Colin Cowherd. Number one.
Really?
Number one. If McAfee's number one, then Colin Cowherd's number two.
Really?
Yep. But I don't know if he'll go back to ESPN. But I also believe that in his heart of hearts, he thinks ESPN. See, I'm trying to figure out, and I want your opinion on this. I don't know what the number one sports group is anymore. I don't know if it's ESPN. I don't know. I don't think it's Fox. I don't know if it's CBS. I don't know if it's NBC. I don't know. I don't. And for radio wise, I don't know. But what I do know is listening to all these shows, all the ones that they have on the radio that I listen to during the day now, they have two people that do the same thing. You have to have somebody that, and this is not what, I was not brought in to do this part. I've had to learn this part very poorly to be able to push the buttons and push topics and all that.
You're your own engineer, Gary. Very, very proud of you. Very proud
yeah,
of you.
No doubt.
Especially when you shut it off and smack the board, turn it back on. Yeah,
that's the engineer in me.
That's it.
They're putting, so you took off, I'm going to use ESPN for an example, since I love CBS. I love CBS radio. I try to listen to all of it. I'm not a Jim Rome guy, so it's really difficult.
Which I used to be.
Yeah.
He was the dude.
I want his sports takes, not his Riverside and all right. this stuff that he does. So I like Damon Amendola, but it's right. a long show, and I like Maggie and Pearl, but it's too New York.
If Cowherd's taking Joy Taylor with him, that's a good show.
But see, they're not even together anymore.
Oh,
she's doing her own. She does the show right after.
I like the show with her.
Yeah, Joy Taylor's really good.
Trivia: who's her brother?
Jason Taylor, Miami Dolphins.
Good job out of you.
And I'm not sure which one is the better athlete. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a long time ago.
It is. So I'm listening today, and they're so they're either, here's what they're doing so far in trying to replace all these guys that they let go in ESPN Radio.
Mm-hmm.
They're either putting two of you on the air at the same time, or they're putting two of me. So either they're putting two people on that want to run the show and move the show,
right?
Or they're putting two people that are there to enhance, enlighten, and make the show better, right. but they don't know how to steer.
What is the common thread of doing, whether it's TV, radio, or whatever, to do a game? You've got your color guy,
right?
And you've got your stat guy,
right?
Okay, I mean, and it's again, you can't. you have to have, you know, if you just do a bunch of oil, it's not salad dressing. You got to have oil and vinegar.
Right. And it's
by the way, I'm the vinegar.
I get that.
I'm zesty. I'm zesty.
There you go. Okay. I'm extremely boring and I'm okay with that. But it's so funny because they're not even testing out people to see if they can do these jobs. And even some of the people that they let go, I'm like, and then you found out how much money they were making. I'm like, oh my God, that guy was horrible. And he was making $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Holy buckets. I don't know where that is. I don't see that tree in here.
Okay, I'm looking around.
The no money tree in here. But it's going to be really funny because I think sports talk radio is changing, evolving because I don't think people, and I think we try to do a really good job of this. I'm not trying to throw my views on people. We're just sitting in here talking like we normally do, but we're passionate about stuff.
Well, and we don't do point counterpoint.
No, I mean, and I don't even think some of the other radio stations are actually passionate because they're passionate. They're passionate because somebody read them out of a thing going, you need to be a little bit more passionate. And so then they're just yelling and screaming.
Right. Well, and it's, I mean, the question that comes to mind, even though we're sitting here on this side, is the next generation of sports listener on the fly, if you will, where it used to be sports talk radio was, I mean, what was a sports babe? It was the first one I really remember coming out being sports radio, right?
It was the first one I was.
And then.
Trying to think when that was. It would.
Good head. Had to be 90s. Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, it was early 90s. Because I was in Carlisle.
Yeah, I was listening to Dan Patrick and Rob Dibble. You know, I mean, this is that. Where. But then as things evolve, now is it the podcast? Because there's no rules?
Right. It is. If you listen.
Did you get the shock value of it?
If you talk to our kids, it is Barstool who can't. Barstool was on here too, but couldn't do their show. With same as Pat McAfee. They were right.
Is it less sports fact, more entertainment?
Sports fact.
Because trust me, there's not a lot of sports facts coming out here. You'd think we'd be bigger than we are, but I mean.
But we're entertaining too at times.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when we don't talk about sports.
Exactly.
That's the kicker. I don't know. I don't know what people are looking for. I mean, I grew up, we work for Cumulus. I grew up listening to Lou and Larry and Jack. I mean, not to make that Jack's old, but Jack's old because I was a teenager listening to him.
Well, that's what you did
at night.
KGGO, it was the blowtorch.
Yeah.
It wasn't, but it was what they call it, Norwoodville. I mean, they're a sister company, a sister station.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was the
station.
If you were lucky enough to get a KGGO T-shirt when you were 13 at the Iowa State Fair, you
awesome.
Were a god in a small town.
And the I'm trying to think of the. It was KIOA. Was that the country? Was that country back in my, because that's all my parents listened to.
Right.
And every once in a while, they let me turn it to KGGO. Not very often, but every once in a while.
Heathen.
But
yeah.
We kind of grew, I mean, I kind of grew up being on that side of the town. We had mutual friends and we would go where the studio, it had a pool.
Right.
And I mean, I got to sit there and meet Jack and meet those guys. Trying to think what it wasn't.
I listen to KGGO at the lunchtime, listen to Jack, and you go back in time. He's
awesome. It does. He's amazing. He's got the voice, man. It is awesome. But you know, it's a different time. I mean, we sit in meetings and you know, we just had a, you know, working on stuff with you and I to do more stuff with you and I. And you and I are like, yeah, we love that. We love all those guys.
Right.
That was this year was the best year that we had everybody on and how they hit and how they did things. Right. They were so good.
It's like I said, I the expectation for the interview with Mark Farley that night at the Caravan, that dude
blew it out.
He's doing
of the
what
water.
He needs to do. Let's just say that.
And all of Doug Schwab, I mean, unbelievable.
All of them.
We're both just kind of sitting there just staring at him going, wow. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's awesome.
So yeah, I will agree with you there. We're in the midst of an evolution of sports talk radio. I mean, it's Yeah, because when the big boys don't seem to have a plan of what they're going to do for nationally syndicated stuff, and they're just trying to throw it against the wall and see what sticks.
It's crazy.
It's time to, you know, see who the ones that are good, if they can stand out. So
here was my favorite one. Somebody sent me this. It must have been on X or whatever you want to call it.
We can still call it Twitter.
As part of the proposed Pac-12 Apple deal, Ted Lasso will be the head coach for one game per year for every school.
Did you see the one on Twitter going around too for that said Pac-12 got a new TV deal, and it's somebody standing at a Quick Star with those little TVs on the pumps?
Yes.
I'm like, wow,
that's not a good one either.
That's a good audience though. That is a good audience.
That it could be.
All right, so you dabbled a minute ago, said something about the the USA women's.
Yes,
and I don't want to forget this either. I want to talk about Tiger's new position.
I do
with
too.
The PGA.
We'll lead the next segment off with Tiger. That's not that I don't want to short U.S. women's.
Right.
Listen, it is they were a half an inch away from being knocked out and not even getting into this the 16
by Portugal.
They cannot score, and. Carly Lloyd, who was a member of all their teams.
She's announcing she is not holding back.
They're just like, there's no coaching being done because there's nothing that they're doing that is going to get them points. They can't score, and everybody they're getting ready to play have been scoring 4 and 5 goals a game.
Right. Maybe they need Ted Lasso.
It might be.
I don't know. They're still in it, going to the knockout round, but it
doesn't look good.
Something needs to click.
And it doesn't sound good either.
No, something needs to click.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back right after this. Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3. And 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13 and at Steen on Sports. Minnesota Twins and Cardinals today and tomorrow, right after the show. We, as always, want to thank all of our sponsors: Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Heritage Building Maintenance. We appreciate them and all that they do. Okay, we started kind of down this path. So Golf World kind of got not a shock, but
I think it's what they needed. With everything that's going on and the major wedge between the LPGA merger with LIV, they needed this name.
Yeah.
They needed
PGA,
him.
PGA, not LPGA.
What did I say?
Ladies,
no, I didn't know.
Lady, you said LPGA.
L, as in, I thought it was a Spanish league. L, no. El Camino. Like, really? I'm sorry. The PGA. But okay. So his official title, Tiger, is now, a player director on the PGA Tour's policy board.
Yes. Along with, Roy McIlroy's on there.
Patrick Cantlay, Charlie Hoffman, Peter,
Molinari.
Malanti, okay. Webb Simpson, and Roy McIlroy. Those are the five player directors. Now, this is also set up with, there's six player members, five independent members who are expertise in business and law. Imagine that.
Yes.
But this is, from everything that I've read, I think you're going to sit down the same path, this is to bridge the gap of there was no conversation between the PGA players when this merger went down.
Right. You can't hang us out and you had us fighting. Right. You had us, you were using us to get
they had them soapboxing.
Yeah.
Using patriotism and all these different things. Yeah.
And they were,
okay, we're good. We're on the same team.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. And John Rahm was extremely agitated because they, it was like 2 minutes before they were making the announcement, they called and told him. I mean, of all the people, Rory, John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, and Tiger should have known well before then. And, I mean, that's an issue. It says Tiger has joined the PGA policy board as a player director. He's honored. This is a critical point for the tour, and the players will do their best to make certain that any changes that are made in tour operations are in the best interest of all tour stakeholders, including fans, sponsors, and players.
Right.
The players thank Commissioner Monahan for agreeing to address our concerns, and we look forward to being at the table with him to make the right decisions for the future of the game, what we all love. He has my confidence moving forward. So the only way that Jay Monahan was keeping his job is that this group had more of a say.
Right.
And this is what John Rahm said, and I totally agree with this. And he said, speaking out against the PGA Tour for the handling of the merger, Rahm gave his thoughts. He said, 2 minutes before the announcement came out, someone from the PGA Tour contacted me and told me everything. And how they did everything afterwards, like trying to pit us against the LIV. Now,
right.
That may not, Tiger may not be buddies with those guys, but John Rahm is. He said, Phil Mickelson, Cameron Smith, all these guys, they're my friends. We, every time that we are at one of these events that we're all at, that's who I golf with. That's who
and
I
you
do
were pitting
stuff.
Us against, yeah,
and you were
right.
pitting us against each other. And he said, all the time saying that I was going to go to LIV, it's not the format I want. I like this format. Right. I like to have the ability to control right. when I go places. I don't want to do that, but I'm not killing them for wanting to do that.
Right.
And
their choice was their
choice.
That's
the problem.
Exactly.
And you can't, no matter what you think or you thought you had the higher ground, all these guys had their reasons. Bryson, and the one that always comes up is Bryson DeChambeau. Well, what was his reason? Bryson DeChambeau is a different cat. He does things differently. He doesn't need to hang out with people.
Right.
He doesn't need to do any of that. He has his buddies, and his buddies are on his team, and he enjoys it, and he gets to go do Bryson DeChambeau stuff, and God only knows what that is.
Right.
I've always liked Bryson DeChambeau. I like
as
somebody
golfer.
As a golfer. Have no idea about him as a right. as a human, individual, anything, but as a golfer, I like the way he looks at golfing. You know what? They change golf courses, so and before... I was a chip and putter, and they changed golf courses.
So, look,
so I'm going to drive the heck out of the ball.
Right. I guess the, I don't want to say this, the riff, if you will, between Koepka and
DeChambeau.
I can just see Koepka's eyes roll and all these different things. You know, Koepka ain't exactly a camp counselor. I mean, I think
no.
he's,
and the
he
thing
would
that,
be if you're like, dude, get out of my way. I
right.
mean, he's not looking for friends either, but it just, they both had their ways of doing things, and now we have to deal with it. Okay, I don't know if you've seen this statement. This statement
okay.
was from Monahan.
Okay.
Okay? He says, I recognize everything that I've said in the past and my prior positions. I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. Okay? Any time I said anything, I said it with the information that I had at the moment. I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. I accept those criticisms, but circumstances do change. I think that in looking at the big picture and looking at it this way, that's what got us to this point. Do you think there is, I don't know, 40% truth in that statement?
I don't think there's any truth in that statement. And I think that he knows that if he doesn't do something and he doesn't bring this down a whole lot of degrees, he's done.
Right.
And they may not be able to do it, but if he doesn't have the players... And it's not even the play. Everybody thinks, well, that's the PGA is a pretty big number. No, it's not. It's four people. It's I don't even know if it's four people. It's right now, it's Tiger and Rory. And if you want to throw John Rahm in there, you can throw John Rahm in there.
But I mean, that to me, that was the biggest move that they did is to whether this is a token move or whatever this is to get Tiger involved, the need to get Tiger involved in some position without him really. Yes, he's taking sides, but he's not taking sides with the entity of what we have now, the cross with the merger of PGA and LIV. He is able to step his side because I'm just here for the players.
Right.
I'm going to make sure you guys are going to do this and we're going to find what's right, what's wrong, whatever. I'm here for the players.
Yeah,
and that's taking the eyes going, okay, Tiger's involved, we're going to be okay.
Because he has one coming and he doesn't want
right.
He doesn't want all these people
but like,
to ruin golf.
Right, but like what we said, they knowingly said, I'd love to figure out who negotiated this to get him to say yes, but I think that's part of it, right, what you just said. he has to figure out a way to maintain the PGA, that whether it is PGA slash live, he has to maintain this game, because that's what is going to be the best place, level, arena for his son Charlie to play.
And how he got 41 players, went to the PGA and said, we're not helping if you don't get him in here.
Right.
And
that's 100%.
Yeah. And that's, and there's, look at what he's done. And every, this is what everybody says about him. Well, it gets to a point where you have to look at their personal lives. Do you, when you walk into your work the next day, do you want everybody basing you on what you're, what you do on your personal weekends by your, you know, or with your groups?
No.
Nobody wants their personal life to be the reason. They want, that's the great thing about working and not working. When I'm at work, I know what I have to do and I know how I have to behave. When I'm on the radio, I know what I want to do and I know how we have to behave.
Right.
Could we, would we love to be able to do like the campfire? Heck yeah. But we'd last until somebody could get here and shut us down.
As you always do, and knock on the microphone, which I'm not going to do, but there would be a nice little knock on the door.
Saying, you guys are done.
You can't say that.
Yeah. And here's the thing. The PGA is more popular now than it's ever been. More people are playing golf than have ever played golf before. Men, women, kids, everybody. That's it. It's so big. The only thing that can mess it up is people doing things without talking to other people. And for all the people that say, well, the live stuff is stupid and all that, I watched it on, I don't know, it was on my, it popped up on my iPad. So I watched it.
Right.
And it's a team thing. I think it looked fun. I think it, they were having a blast.
Well, and yes, it's a team thing and they're having fun, but think about it. If, in our scrambles that we go out and do, what is it, three out of the four of us pull out a speaker?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's not that we're blaring music, but we have music going and this. You don't talk in their backswing. You don't try to disrupt. You try to get in a groove.
And when you hit a bad shot, it's okay because I got three other people that can hit a good shot. And I'm really happy.
Which group are you playing in? Okay. All right. Well, go with that.
So, but it's needed. The PGA Tour is not going anywhere. And I listened to a couple of interviews with Greg Norman. Man, he's taking a bad rap. I don't think Greg Norman's as bad a guy as what people say. He's
but,
just like,
but his deal was, I don't think he's a bad guy.
No, he hated the PGA.
Exactly. He had a little bit of gravel in his crowd towards the PGA, the way he was treated.
Yes. And I think the players now realize, oh my God, the PGA just did the same thing to us, or tried to do the same thing to us.
Exactly.
So now maybe they go, okay. So he doesn't talk about, Greg Norman doesn't talk about it that way anymore. He's trying to find common ground. And now with Tiger there, I guarantee you, Tiger's going to find common ground because that's how he has done his whole entire life.
You know what Tiger wants? This is my last tidbit of this. Tiger wants the best players in the world playing in the same tournament so they can determine who the best player is.
Right.
Not the best people you can get this weekend. Who's the best in the world, and let's play and find out who maintains that.
I agree.
Because when Charlie gets there, he's going to want the best of the best.
Yeah, and that's what they're looking for, and I don't disagree with that at all, and I think that is something that needs to be taken care of.
How much we got?
We have 4 minutes.
Okay.
What you got?
DeMar Hamlin.
Yes.
I'm going a different direction than what you think I'm going. Because, yes, he was back on the field, in pads, took his first hit today, says all these different things. I heard someone say it, and I went, wow. Okay, because DeMar Hamlin was on the field because he was actually the second string, and I forget the name off the top of my head. Aaron. Good God, excuse me. I don't have a button over here.
Tell me
sorry.
That.
I don't
know
have
what
a
you
button.
Were doing.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were just having a brain aneurysm.
But with... They're saying with what his performance is in, it's a miracle that he's back on the field. It's a miracle he's alive, for Pete's sakes. The fact that it's a massive amount of
amazing people did amazing things.
And he's back in pads. He's on the team. He's in training camp. He actually wasn't the number one in his position.
No.
There is talk of, well, you know, odds are he's going to get cut. Do you want to be the guy to do that?
No, they cannot cut him.
That was one of the angles of somebody said, yeah, he's back. It's an amazing thing, feat of human will, of the medical world, all these different things.
You know,
the
hit they take to do that. Eek.
I was like, whoa.
I mean, I keep him
you keep him on the sideline some way, shape, or form. You don't say thanks,
no,
but bye.
No. Talk about not using goodwill or
you hadn't heard that?
No, he was like their sixth guy.
Right.
But when you have something like that happen, I mean, I don't think anybody, you know, all the conspiracies and everything that are out there, you know, I think uninformed people thought, well, he's coming back. Well, he wasn't that. He wasn't a first round draft pick. He happened to be, he was their nickel guy.
Right.
That's what he did.
Right.
He came in on nickel downs, or anymore in the NFL, nickel downs are your normal downs. And when they come power, then he goes off the field.
But so you're saying if there was somebody same money and was better without this looming out there, that it did happen, no matter what, they can't cut him.
I don't think you can cut him.
Okay.
I think that is.
I'm not on that bandwagon. I don't think there's. I'm kind of with you. I was like, holy buckets,
you
cannot
believe in
cut him.
Karma, you can't
cut
him.
You keep a spot no matter what for that dude.
I believe. Unless your
fan base would burn that place to the ground.
Unless you're saying, you know, come up with some medical excuse and he's on the coaching staff or whatever. Yeah. I mean, if the Buffalo Bills let him go, that is not.
I had heard somebody's angle on that, and I was was quite surprised.
I was thinking about, you know, it was nice just to see him, and a lot of people were like, well, what's he doing out there? You know, he shouldn't be back out there. What he had was an anomaly. It doesn't mean it's going to happen again.
Right.
I mean, second of all, they're football players, and they don't believe in any of that anyway.
Right.
They don't believe at any point in time that they're ever going to get hurt.
Well, one of the latest, this is from Sports Illustrated, just a couple hours ago, DeMar Hamlin makes falling interception during Bills training camp. So he's out there working for his job.
Yeah, just like everybody else is.
All right.
We got about 12 seconds, and then we have the last segment coming up. What you got for the last segment?
Where is Trey Lance going to end up? I'll give you five options.
I like that. And I'm going to give you who is spending the most amount of money for their wins in baseball and who's spending the least amount for their wins in baseball.
Ooh, I like
that.
That'll
be a cool
numbers
one.
Game.
There we go. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I appreciate you coming in and listening. We enjoy doing this, but we can't do it without you. Last segment coming up. We just told you the two things. Get back in here. We'll be right back. Everybody, once again, happy Tuesday. Last segment on this Tuesday, drive safely home. We're just talking about that.
I'm not going home. I'm going to the iCubs.
You are going to the iCubs. Is she meeting you there? You got to pick her up. You got to drive by there anyway.
No.
No, she's meeting you there.
She told me that she would Uber there.
There you go.
And I sent her ticket via phone. I love technology. I'm not afraid of it.
She is.
So
she's
the
bestest.
Yeah.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That would be Scott. I'm Steen. Welcome in. Last segment, though. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13 and at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ as well, and at HappyHour_SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. The website's 1700 The Champ. I'll have yesterday and today's podcast. I'll have those up after I get home tonight. And we have Twins Cardinals tonight and tomorrow. Thursday is NFL Hall of Fame game, Jets and Browns. Friday is Twins and Diamondbacks. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Twins and Tigers. So a bunch of baseball coming up, a bunch of football. If we have some time, we'll talk about that. If not, we'll hit it tomorrow. Of all the different football games and stuff coming up. I want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Heritage Building Maintenance. Also, don't forget, we'll keep talking about Tim McGraw, and it's Carly Pierce. That's really good, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a really good combo. So, pretty exciting.
We are
so
9 days away to the Iowa State Fair.
Are we 9 days away?
It's the 10th. Thursday the 10th is when it starts.
Yeah. So
today's the 1st.
Yep. Eight days.
Well, it'd actually be 9 before the actual official start, but we do start. We kick it off on
Wednesday.
We soft start on Tuesday, Wednesday. So
yeah, Tuesday. I know that I'm going out there Monday, Tuesday night after. Wednesday gets a little crowded. Wednesday's not as much fun. Monday, Tuesdays are fun.
Right.
Before.
Because everybody's getting prepped. And so yeah. where do you run to first? You go to Jalapeno Pete's?
Yeah. Except for, you know, we have, as much as I love Jalapeno Pete's, see, here's the difference. I love going and seeing Brooksy because I like being there and I like the atmosphere there. The people watching is much better at Jalapeno Pete's.
Right.
And now, so unless somebody can tell me different, so now their second floor goes all, the outdoor goes all the way around.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. I think they did some more building.
Building.
I think they did. So.
Well, our location is still the same. The Cumulus.
Yep. Out of the administration building or the first aid. I think the administration building is behind us and the first aid place is right in front of us.
Are we the Extreme Roofing and Siding?
I do believe so.
Studio again? Okay.
We're going to find out.
We are going to find out.
By golly.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, what do you got?
I was going to go down the path of clickbait. Obviously, you know I love my clickbait. And one of the clickbait that caught my attention was 49ers send quarterback Trey Lance to an NFC contender in blockbuster trade proposal. Obviously, that is just someone's opinion.
Yep.
It has not gone down. But this was from David Lombardi. And it's just simple. Brock Purdy already looked much sharper today. Finished 6-11. Some impressive strikes downfield. Velocity good. Sam Darnold, 4-7. Two of the best plays, one to Mitchell in the seam, one to Jennings, who made a great catch. Trey Lance really struggled today, 1-4, blew 2 gimmies. So what I am hearing of one of these 4 teams, Falcons, Bucks, Vikings, Raiders, is the Vikings one intriguing to you that maybe they move on from Kirk Cousins?
There's a really good chance they could move on from him from next year, and he also is going to cost them $50 million. So, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Right.
But I've seen Trey Lance in practice, and I don't know who's taking him because he just doesn't look good.
Okay. So moving on from him is a possibility, but where the heck are they going to dump him? No one knows.
And this is what a couple of scouts said. The 49ers drafting Trey Lance put their franchise back 4 to 5 years. The 49ers would be a legitimate Super Bowl contender right now with Justin Fields under center, and they could have taken him at the same time, but they took Trey Lance.
But the stars aligned, and now they've got Brock Purdy.
Yeah. But as much as I love me some Brock Purdy.
Yes.
If I had to choose between Brock Purdy or Justin Fields,
I'm not going to lie.
I'm thinking that might be a pretty good idea. My big one that I saw today was we had the baseball trade deadline was there today, and some teams and what they are spending the most dollars. I'll give you the better one first. Fewest dollars per win. The Baltimore Orioles are averaging $936,000 per win. The Tampa Bay Rays, $1.1 million. The Reds, $1.4 million. The Pirates, $1.6 million. And the Marlins, $1.6 million. The most? The Mets are spending $6.6 million per win this season. The Yankees are at $5 million. The Padres are at $4.8 million. The Phillies are at $4.3 million. And the White Sox are at $4.2 million per win.
Wow.
So you know that baseball money still is good because that's a lot of money to spend on a win. On 162 games. Man, oh man.
Dalvin Cook's still looking for a home, too.
Yep. Surprisingly, I think that is – here's the one thing that I think Aaron Rodgers – a couple of things on Aaron Rodgers. I think he actually realizes that Robert Saleh and him are a lot alike. I actually like Robert Saleh. It doesn't mean that he's going to be a great football coach, but I like how he treats people and I like how he thinks.
I would B minus coach in my mind right now from what I've seen. Yeah.
And I think as a coordinator on the sideline, he'd be really good. It's just, it's hard. These folks all think that, You know, you can go from being a coordinator to being a head coach. And as a coordinator, at best, if there's 100 people on the squad, you only have to deal with 50 of them. And it's not even that. It's probably 40 because you got to throw special teams people out. When you have to deal with everybody, man, it's got to be tough. And not very many of them are really good at it. And the reason that the Eric Bieniemies and people of the world can't get jobs is because when they have, they didn't do their jobs. I mean, you had one. Help me out. What was the defensive coordinator for your Dolphins that got in all the? He didn't get in trouble, but people. It was Brian.
Oh, Brian Flores.
Flores.
He didn't. No, he was not the problem. It was everything around him.
It was around him. But I mean,
the way he was treated.
He got blamed, right. And he's kind of Eric Bieniemy's never had a chance because they go, well, is it Andy Reid or is it Eric Bieniemy? And Brian Flores kind of went through the same thing. And there's been others as well.
Brian Flores was not treated. I mean, he was told to tank for Tua. And look, I mean, look how that worked out.
And here's the one. And the more I see him, the more I just fall head over heels for. Your coach that you have at the Dolphins right now is a freaking hoot. Mike McDaniels.
He is also a hip-hop savant, from what I've heard.
Yeah, he can. He's
oh yeah.
He's a savant.
His interviews, his big
funny.
His big mittens that he wears, so you can't see him vaping on the sidelines. He's just a funny dude.
It is. It's a really interesting dynamic that he's brought in there, and I think that's going to bode well for them. Just watching Aaron Rodgers, I think the Jets are going to have a good year. The problem the Jets are going to have, they have a tough schedule. I mean, it's a brutal schedule.
They have an unproven offensive line, if you ask me, yep. And that's going to be
he's going to be
– He gets popped
he's
a couple times in a game. Oh,
with his helmet cockeyed and him with that really weird look.
He's going to be
so
pointing out the faults.
I kind of didn't buy in on the hype train, but you know what? I've been watching a lot of stuff on the Detroit Lions. That's a really talented football team.
Oh, absolutely.
If their quarterback performs and, you know, everybody tearing it up on their quarterback. I mean, he had no skill level there when he first got there.
I'll tell you right now, you're going to watch Trevor Lawrence get the league MVP.
I'm with you. I think the same.
He is phenomenal.
And him and Doug Peterson have had a whole nother year,
yep.
And a whole offseason to sit, and they brought him more weapons. He got weapons healthy. And here's the really funny thing. When these guys have to start cutting down, there's some really good running backs and wide receivers that are going to get cut, and they're going to go to good teams and not mm-hmm. the teams that they were on, because these teams are going, well, we're not going to win, so we're gonna get rid of some.
There's already talk, Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
Because
anybody gets him.
Right.
I mean, he was the number one pick in fantasy football last year.
Right.
And then he got hurt, and right. the team went horribly wrong.
But everything you're reading on it is the Colts are like, no, we're not going to get rid of you. There's other people starting to say, hey, we're interested. Well, I don't care if you're interested. We're not getting rid of him.
Yeah.
So now it's the negotiation game.
Right. And that's the hard part for us fans.
Here's the one that gets me, the whole Dalvin Cook thing, right?
Yep.
Who wants him? He's available to... You know, we did a little evaluation. You know, we're going to, and Miami offered him, what, 2 years, $8 million or something like that?
Yep.
And he was just appalled by it. Now, the clickbait on this one. You know, Miami considers the running back position a luxury. So maybe it's the Patriots and the Jets, but nobody is offering him anything that he wants.
And if you want to know who to blame for all of this, wide receivers making money, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Because they just plug and play.
They
exactly. throw somebody else in there. They got rid of Tyreek Hill.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, we're never going to make it. And they had the most offense in the league.
Good to see you.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow.